You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. A court in Mumbai remanded two persons arrested in connection with the firing outside Bollywood superstar Salman Khan's residence to police custody till 25th April. Joint Police Commissioner of the Mumbai Police Crime Branch Lakshmi Gautam, at a press conference, said a total of five rounds were fired by the accused. Two persons, Vicky Gupta and Sagar Pal, were brought to Mumbai and produced before a magistrate court. The Supreme Court granted a week to Yoga Guru Ramdev and Patanjali Ayurved Limited MD Balkrishna Acharya to take steps to redeem themselves of the alleged contempt after their lawyers offered to issue a public apology for misleading advertisements case. Both have tendered an unconditional and unqualified apology before the Supreme Court over advertisements issued by the firm making tall claims about the medicinal efficacy of its products. The Bombay High Court held that a wedding reception cannot be considered part of the marriage, and such a reception or a brief stay of the couple at such a place after the marriage cannot confer jurisdiction to the concerned family court to decide matrimonial disputes between the spouses. The Union Public Service Commission has released the results of the Civil Service Examinations 2023 on its official website upsc.gov.in. The first spot in the 2022-23 UPSC CSE final exams was bagged by Aditya Srivastava, who secured an All India Rank 1 in India's most prestigious exam. Ram Navami will be celebrated on 17th April in the country. The occasion marks the birth anniversary of Lord Rama and is celebrated all over India. Owing to this, public and private banks in many states will remain closed as per the Reserve Bank of India's official holiday calendar.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.